Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Yeah, we're a punk rock show here on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
Hey, don't draw attention to what I mean. You know,
I don't know what you're talking
you
about.
You got to do this every once in a while.
I don't know what you're talking
about. All right. Every once in a while, you got to show Diesel that you're not the only one who can play this kind of stuff.
There's no rules except the ones that there are.
I think this bed rocks. So, I mean, you know.
There's a bit of conversation, debate, discussion going on amongst the American footballing community, that is soccer, to those of you that don't want to call it footy. There's a discussion going on because the United States next year will be hosting the World Cup. It feels like, with the talent on the team, with a renowned...
When you say next year, you mean 2026?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Yes. With a renowned international coach...
It's soccer, people, okay? It may have a different time with it. It's got everything else is weird, so...
It's not weird, but next year, 2026, the World Cup is here in these great United States of America. And there's this very interesting thing happening because international football clubs basically have, most of them, like one more group of games and then a couple of friendlies leading up to the tournament to get ready for that event. And of course, as the host, we are automatically qualified for the World Cup. So we will be competing and participating, which means that the Americans basically have two more opportunities to get their squad ready to compete and hopefully not embarrass ourselves in our own World Cup that we host here in the States. I am very much hoping that the Americans draw at least a game somewhere down the line in Charlotte, which is a host site, or Atlanta, which is a host site, so that I can get over there and go. We will be hosting in the next month the FIFA Club World Cup. It is 32 of the best international clubs that will be competing in a tournament here in the States. Some will be playing in Charlotte and Atlanta, along with Orlando, Miami, New Jersey, Los Angeles, and other host sites. So, the U.S. effectively has two opportunities to get ready for the World Cup. They have the CONCACAF Gold Cup, which is coming up here in a couple of months. And then they have the group of friendlies that will take place in the lead-up to the World Cup next year. The Gold Cup is an event that we have participated in for the last couple of years, had some successes, had some embarrassing failures, but it's a good opportunity for the squad to kind of find out what their identity really is. And it's something that most of us in the footballing community consider a big and important event to participate in to get the club ready. But unfortunately, a large number of our best players are unavailable for this event, and for a variety of reasons. Some of them are truly banged up and hurt. Some of them will be participating in other international tournaments for their club. Their club being, of course, their real job. Playing for Team USA is a little aside. Some will be playing for their real club in other competitions and therefore unable to attend. And some have just elected to opt out, just aren't going to play in the tournament. Now, one of those is Christian Pulisic, who is the best American football player that we have had in some time. Christian Pulisic, who is a member of the club AC Milan in Italia, has opted out and has cited rest as his reason for not playing in the Gold Cup, effectively saying, I've played so many minutes and so many games for Milan that I feel like I need to take a bit of a break. And we'll be on a break, so I'm not going to play. So Christian Pulisic has said, I'm not going to play in the Gold Cup in order to rest my legs, be ready to continue play for Milan, but also be as rested as is possible when it is time to get together for the friendlies, the warm-ups, and the World Cup itself coming up in 2026. Which I'd like to say doesn't bother me because it's understandable, right? On the flip side, it kind of does a little bit. Because in this case, it's not really about Christian Pulisic needing to practice playing soccer. He's one of the best that we have ever produced at doing so. It is more along the lines of, we need other guys on the team practicing with you, getting in sync with you, developing chemistry with you. Alexi Lawless, who did play for Team USA back in the 1990s, had a take on this.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
So, Alexi Lawless says, it's a bad look for Team USA that Pulisic is not going to play, is effectively opting out of representing Team USA on the world stage in the CONCACAF Gold Cup. He says it's a bad look on Pulisic. It's a bad look on Team USA as well. And I have waffled back and forth on whether I agree with Alexi Lawless or not. On one hand, I would like to very much say that if I was ever given the opportunity to represent Team USA in anything, that I would automatically say yes, and it would become like the primary driving focus of my life until the day of that event, till the day after that event, right? If I got called tomorrow and they said, Rob Brown, in the 2028 Summer Olympic Games in Los Angeles, radio sports talk hosting is a new Olympic event and we'd like you to represent Team USA, I would like to think I would do nothing but drill down and practice to go win a gold medal for Team USA. On the flip side, Christian Pulisic has already done more for U.S. soccer than just about, I won't say every, but just about every American footballer dating back for like 70 years, dating back to like the 1950s, the last time we had a World Cup team that actually ended up sniffing a medal at the World Cup. He has done more for that team, not just in terms of performance on the field, but in terms of elevating himself to becoming an American brand, both at home and abroad, to show the world that, yeah, turns out we do got some guys. We just got to find them, but we do got some guys. We got some talent. Making football in America look cool, man. Like, he's just he looks suave when he's out there. And as I have said many times, the biggest enemy to successful footy on the international level in the United States, it's not a lack of talent. I can tell you exactly what it is because I'm the case study. It was the fact that my freshman year of high school, I decided I wanted to play soccer. And when I made it clear that I wanted to play soccer, and when our soccer coach requested that unless we were going to be a genuine playmaker for the football team, requested that we dedicate ourselves to soccer, because it was a program that had at my high school multiple state championship appearances, had a bit of a legacy. When I told people in my own family, not my parents, but like uncles and whatnot, that I was considering not playing football, American, but playing soccer instead, I got roasted by my own family to the point that, and of course, all the kids in my school too. I got so roasted that I spent 3 years as a backup tight end defensive end on the freshman JV and occasional call up to provide depth to the varsity team, instead of focusing on soccer, a sport that, as a goalkeeper, I probably would have earned a scholarship. Not anywhere big. I'd have been playing for some like small D3 school out in Albuquerque or something, but my college would have been paid for, right? But instead, I decided, well, I got to play football because that's what we do. Christian Pulisic is kind of helping to break that mold. He's on the cover of Wheaties boxes and on the side of Gatorade bottles and up on posters and in commercials and all that. He's kind of changing that narrative and that image. So on one hand, Christian Pulisic has already done more for American soccer than, respectfully, Alexi Lawless ever did, right? And so I look at it and the sympathetic side of me goes, yeah, I think the guy deserves a break from a Gold Cup league that is irrelevant to us, right? If we weren't qualified, yes, we would want to go play and we'd go want to win this thing. We'd want to qualify via it. But we're already qualified. We're already in. We're already going. So the tournament, outside of beat Mexico, outside of beat Canada, the tournament doesn't have any impact on Americans football outside of pride. It is a point of pride to go beat our rivals outright, flat out, straight up in this tournament, win it, whatever. On the flip side, the team's bad right now. Since Parachenio took over, the team's been a failure. It just has. We had like one good performance out of the gate, and then we've lost to a bunch of bad teams, tied a bunch of bad teams. Like, we just have not looked like we have justified spending however many millions of dollars out of the program's coffers to go hire an internationally renowned club, but internationally famous coach to come in and take over the program. And so when you look at it from the standpoint of forget the pride, forget Mexico and Canada, forget gold medals and crystal trophies and all the things that would come with winning this tournament. Let's just look at the fact that we host the World Cup in 12 months and the team stinks and you're the best player on it. You're supposed to be the great American hope. You're supposed to be the guy that at least allows us to compete, like at least get out of the group stage, at least get us into the knockout round, at least give us a chance to get a good draw in the knockout round, maybe face an underdog that got in or a national team that's not that good or whatever in round two. Give us a chance to make it to the quarterfinals and something to celebrate, because no matter what the sport is or how much this country doesn't care about it, you know what we do support, do care about? Winners. Winners. You know how I know that? Because Michael Phelps was, for a hot minute, the biggest celebrity in American sports. He's a swimmer. Genuine question. How many of you have watched a non-Olympic swimming event that your kid wasn't participating in the past 20 years? I would bet the answer is a single percentage point. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4% of y'all have watched a swimming and diving event that was not A, Olympic, or B, your own kid. Very few of you. But for a while, Michael Phelps was the biggest celebrity on planet Earth, or at least in the United States. For a while, women's American soccer had the most prolific athletes in this country. Alex Morgan, Megan Rapinoe, Abby Wambach, et cetera, et cetera. I saw grown-ass men for the first time in my life in my late 20s and early 30s. I saw grown men wearing soccer jerseys with women's names across the back of them. Why? Because they were kicking everybody else's ass. And that's the one thing that we care about more than anything else. Winning. We will support, love, embrace, and enjoy sports that we do not love, embrace, or enjoy if the Stars and Stripes is winning at those things. The Four Nations Face-Off. The Four Nations Face-Off is a hockey exhibition. And yet, for about 2 weeks, was like the number one discussed sports topic in America. Why? Because the Americans were winning that bad boy. And because we had a rival in Canada lined up in the championship game. And because the fellas were dropping the gloves and trying to knock chiclets loose with the USA, the Stars and Stripes, across the chest. We care about it when we win. So, on one hand, I do believe genuinely that Christian Pulisic has done more for American soccer than Alexi Lawless ever did. And that's not Alexi's fault. He played in a different era. But more for soccer than Alexi Lawless has ever done. And deserves an opportunity to take a spell. He's playing heavy minutes for AC Milan right now. And there's still a lot more between here and there that he's got to play for the club. You know, the paycheck job. On the flip side, I kind of want the team to be good. The Gold Cup is the last chance for the team to gel, and it is now turned into a depth competition. It is now turned into, let's look at the MLS guys who maybe and maybe won't be on the roster that are going to be our backups and substitutes that are going to play 5, 6, 7 minutes a game in spots. Instead of, let's play our first team and find out how good we can be. It's a bit disappointing, a bit frustrating. You know, it's not disappointing or frustrating. Listening to the dulcet tones of Lonzo read a Sports Flash.
Don't say a bad word, though.
Game one of the NBA Finals goes to the Indiana Pacers with a 111-110 win on the road. The Pacers did not take a lead until Tyrese Haliburton knocked down a mid-range jumper with 0.03 seconds remaining, two of his 14 points on the night. It's pretty spectacular. Game two is this Sunday. The Atlanta Braves took a 6-run lead into the top of the ninth against Arizona, but surrendered 7 runs in the final frame, giving up the Diamondbacks, giving the Diamondbacks an 11-10 win and a sweep of the series. Scott blew it, and Raisel Iglesias combined to give up 8 runs and struck out only 1 in the final 2 innings of work. Aaron Rodgers has agreed to a 1-year deal with the Pittsburgh Steelers pending the physical. The news comes 80 days after the start of free agency. Rodgers is expected to arrive in Pittsburgh and join the team sometime today. Could be there right now. Who knows? Hour number 4 up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.